Youth. Turkana Governor's wife Lilian Ekemiz Napotikan has appealed to elected leaders to address issues raised by the youth amidst ongoing protests led by the youth. While acknowledging that the youth have genuine issues, she called upon them to be peaceful in demanding for their rights. "I request the youth to be humble and respectful as they demand for their rights from their leaders," she said, cautioning the youth against resorting to violence while demanding for their rights. She was speaking in Lodwar during an event organized by Turkana County Woman Rep. Cecilia Ingiti to award bursaries, grants and assorted equipment to women, youth and persons with disability in the region. Her comments come after youth supporting demonstrations and those who opposed the demonstrations clashed on Tuesday in Lodwar, leading to injury of one who was later taken to hospital by the police. She added that the governor and other leaders were ready to listen to the concerns of the youth as long as they remained peaceful. Napotikan warned that Lodwar cannot afford the magnitude of losses and destruction witnessed in major cities like Nairobi because it was still underdeveloped. Turkana Governor's spouse Lilian Ekemiz Napotikan launches the distribution of equipment among Imposho mills, car washing machines, water tanks, welding machines in Lodwar through the NGAAF. Photo by Peter Gatonga. "We have very few facilities like hospitals, we cannot afford to destroy the ones we have," she said. She also called for restraint from security officers while dealing with demonstrators to avert loss of lives. She pledged to pray for the nation and challenged other Christians to do so for the stability of the nation. Regarding the equipment issued, she challenged the leaders of the women groups to take backstage and allow members to decide how the equipment would be utilized. "We have experienced situations where the equipment ends up in homes of chair ladies instead of benefiting the groups," she said. The county women rep pledged to continue supporting the youth to get employment as well as start their own businesses through the grants and equipment donated to the groups under her office. Checks worth more than ₦10 million were issued during the event. The equipment donated included Posho mills, 2 car washing machines, full salon equipment, 10,000 liters water tanks, welding machines and sanitary towels.